Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, experts, distinguished members of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent, it is an honor and privilege to be part of the third session of the forum. I would like to extend my hearty congratulations to Dr. June Sumer on her appointment as the chair of the Permanent Forum. I would also like to extend my appreciation to Ms. F.C. Campbell for her phenomenal contribution to the forum. So the Permanent Forum, since its inception, has efficaciously focused on the most pertinent themes and issues to address systemic racism and racial discrimination. The forum has created a larger space for civil society engagement and enhanced global transnational network for people of African descent. The initiatives of the Permanent Forum and the active participation of civil society groups has set a precedent in transforming the narratives and lived experiences of people of African descent beyond marginalization and has created a channel for resilience and transformation. As we gather here today, we stand at a pivotal moment to further extend our efforts to proclaim the second international decade for people of African descent. This declaration will signify a crucial commitment to address the systemic racism, pursue reparatory justice, and foster sustainable development and overall empowerment of people of African descent worldwide. Reflecting on the preceding decade, it becomes evident that while progress has been made, the deep-rooted tentacles of racism still grips in many societies, perpetuating inequality and denying the basic fundamental rights for people of African descent worldwide. This new decade should beacon us to confront these stark realities head-on and work tirelessly to dismantle the structures and uphold justice. Central to our mission in the pursuit of reparatory justice, we must acknowledge and readdress the historical wrongs inflicted upon people of African descent through slavery, colonialism, and apartheid. This entails not just symbolic gesture, but concrete actions such as financial restitution, institutional reforms, and educational initiatives aimed at healing past wounds and building more equitable future. Moreover, sustainable development serves as a guiding principle in this endeavor by empowering people of African descent with access to education, healthcare, economic opportunities, and political participation. We can unlock their full potential as drivers of progress. This is not only a moral imperative, but also essential for building resilient and inclusive societies. As a mandate holder, I reiterate that the issues related to people of African descent is a core and essential part of my work and responsibility. Most importantly, the intersectional approach within race and racism will remain a priority during my mandate. I extend my fullest solidarity and support and look forward to a continued engagement with the Permanent Forum, UN mechanisms, civil society groups, activists, and member states in translating the empowerment of people of African descent to the fullest and real sense. I thank you.